When I've shown this to other people, they've said, well, gee, how could people do that? And I say,
you couldn't. It has to be, machines. It
has to be.
And it rhymes with Dominion. And it rhymes with Smartmatic and ES&S. All these machines that were used out there. And it can be, once again, I just want you to say it one more time. Cannot be done by humans.
Cannot be done.
And you have to have access before, during, and after.
This is too extensive. It could not be done by humans. It has to be done by computers.
Right.
I'm imagining a room full of computers somewhere
That's
connected to the internet,
right,
preparing, monitoring, controlling,
right,
cleaning
right
up the mess afterwards.
Right.
And you have to have each step, right, and it could not be humans.
So it was a well-thought-out plan.
And I don't think it started this year. I think it's been going at least since 2008.
Right. Yeah, right. And you're exactly right, too. We've got, that's what we have over here.
You have evidence.
Yeah, we have all the evidence where it came from.
As a scientist, it's fun when you come up with conclusions and they match others.
And they match other
and
conclusions.
And this is what's happening for me today.
Yeah. So what do we have here?
Just a particular random precinct in Ohio.
Right.
And what it is you got age across the bottom, just like before, and number of people of each age.
Right, right.
And so you notice this is how many people are registered, the blue curve, and then this is how many ballots there are.
Right, right.
So let's say you need to inject a bunch of ballots into the election. You need a few more ballots for Biden, okay? Where do you get them? You come here and you say, oh, we haven't filled this one up yet. So now you just go back to the data rolls. You find out who hasn't voted.
Right.
And you
also would have to know if they, now, what I asked you off camera was, everyone should understand this. We all heard stories of people out there that went to the precinct and they said, well, you've already voted. And they go, no, I haven't.
Yes.
Because that means they had already took their vote and used it. They might not have ever voted before, and they didn't expect them to vote. But in this election, they did vote.
Because
they wanted to vote.
People.
So that was it. These things is set up all these, you know, deviations. I mean, I'm sure in any other election, they're going, you don't get there and say, you've already voted. I mean, but everybody, how did they mix it up? They're going, oh, it's because we have mail-in votings and they're just confusing, you know, and we had the China virus and all this stuff going on.
Yes.
So they're all using that to try and disguise. But once these deviations started popping up, someone's got to come up with an excuse because, I mean, they did not plan on Donald Trump getting 80 million votes. That's the whole thing right there.
I think you got more than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
we've actually looked at the spyware that these guys had.
Yes.
And we've come up with
it
right around 80 million.
I'll take
I would bet when you did this though across the country, by the time you're done doing every state, I'll bet it'd be identical.
Oh,
when they only predicted 67 to 68 million, that's 12 million more votes. And the only way to get that is throughout the whole country, which is exactly what they did.
People ask me, well, gee, Dr. Frank, if Trump won in Ohio and they could have manipulated it, why didn't they make Trump win? Mm-hmm. And the answer is there just aren't enough bodies left in Ohio to assign.
Right.
So they still have to manipulate it, though, because they've been doing it for years. And if they suddenly stopped, that would stand out. Right. That's one red flag. Right. Another thing is, this is how they do all the down ballot stuff.
Right.
Because
did you hear that, everybody? This is something we're talking about. The down ballot stuff. John James in Michigan, you know, really won.
Okay. How can you have a situation where, for example, in Ohio, where Trump is winning by this massive, yet you lose conservative judges?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
You come down here and you say, hey, and those are usually smaller races. You only need a few extra 100 ballots
right,
to win those.
Right.
So, you know, in this was Butler County. They've got 280 precincts.
Right.
You only need a couple hundred ballots. Can you find two ballots in this one? Yeah.
Yes, you can
find two in it.
So you can, everything. I want everyone to realize that this crime against our nation and a humanity and the world. When they go for everything, it wasn't just the top ticket. They worried because once the algorithms broke, now they had that had to be their number one concern. Yeah. We got to make sure that Donald Trump doesn't win, even though we're losing a lot of these other ones. A lot of these congressmen got through because they didn't have enough track left to do their cheat.
Exactly.
There wasn't enough people left in all these states to cheat, and especially in place where these congressmen were. Because how did he win? I think it was like, I don't know how many, 15 to 17 of them won?
Yeah.
And you lose the presidential race? It's impossible.
Not like,
you know, not absolutely. That's what this is about.
Yeah, exactly.
So if this wouldn't have happened, if we wouldn't have had this great president where these algorithms broke because if everybody got out and voted, if that wouldn't have happened, I mean, it's over. At 3 o'clock in the morning, all the states would have been done turning in. We'd all went to bed. Better luck next time. And there wouldn't be a next time. Because now this was the big takeover in history, starting here and the world, you know. And their big test was Venezuela. They did it 2 years, boom, and it's done. And you take over the world, you never have, and that's down tickets, that's everything. And you could disguise it. We all know all the corrupt Republicans that popped their head up, you know.
Yeah.
Brian Kemp, Brad Rutherford, I mean, all these Republicans, a lot of Secretary of State, governors like Doug Ducey, you know. These guys popped their heads up, and a lot of senators, and, you know, you're showing that they could have just manipulated back and forth whoever they want to win between them. But in reality, it's a new thing coming in, the socialism and communism.
Yes.
And these guys that have, what I've learned in politics, when you get a mix, how could this happen to our country with all these bad actors here, though, is how it can happen. Because what I've learned in politics, and I didn't know a thing about them, I was an ex-addict, that they have, it seems like there's three things. They either have a political agenda for their party and not worried about the people, or they have a personal agenda. That's really a big one. Or maybe they're getting compromised, blackmailed, who knows, you know. But it seems to be that. There's very few of them that I've seen. You know, our president we had, Donald Trump, when we, you know, having him, where the things they're doing are for the people.
Yes.
It's supposed to be for the people. And you have a problem, solution, and what does it manifest to help all people? I don't care what party you're in or what people, you know, or what race, whatever, it's for all of us. And that's where this will all be fixed. I really believe that, because this exposed not only the machine, the fraud, the election steal, but it also fraud a lot of the corruption. About corruption, people that don't, laws that should be changed that don't do their jobs.
Yeah.
The Constitution that wasn't followed anywhere. It was not followed anywhere. And I want everyone to know, well, why didn't this evidence get looked at? Or it did get looked at. No, this is all brand new. This is new right now, today. We're in March. You know, and this just come out now to me, you know, and all this stuff, they didn't have this back then. So anyone that says, oh, it's all been looked at, the judges looked at, there was a safest looked at.
No.
Absolutely not true. And we, all of you out there, I want you to share this. I want you to get it out everywhere. You get this out everywhere, because we're going to keep dumping evidence. We're going to have you back, Dr. Frank, as you do state by state by state.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing. But thanks for coming and being a part of this.
My pleasure,
exciting.
Sir.
God bless you.
Well, everyone, we have great breaking news here. Since we were filming a couple weeks ago this documentary, John has went out and with all these other questions we had, and he has done a great investigation. And John, what do you have for us right now today?
Yeah, Mike, I was actually watching the November 3rd election, and I was sick to my stomach. I was watching the vote dump at 4 a.m. in the morning. I watched the videos on live television of the vote totals flipping in front of everybody. The mainstream media was so overly quick to call the election in Biden's favor. From there, I decided to see for myself. I kept on turning over stones, and I found multiple pieces of evidence that proved to me that this was actually a well-orchestrated vote theft. A poll manager contacted me on January 3rd, 2021, and basically conveyed to me that they were very uncomfortable with this phone that they had. Now, this phone is a model 4440 flip phone. Now, what was interesting about this particular phone is that it is a 4G Wi-Fi hotspot. After further digging on this device, we bought it, and I was asked to go back and attain more evidence from poll managers and poll workers. Seeing the device, I was very concerned, and I actually bought a copy myself to try to figure out who exactly manufactured it. The phone manufacturer appears to be AT&T, but it was in fact outsourced to Alcatel. Alcatel was, for the cellular world, is expected to be a European company. But back in 2005, TCL bought the Alcatel name out of a joint venture. TCL is actually the true manufacturer / parent company of Alcatel. The operating system on the phone is KaiOS. It was made in Hong Kong, and TACL is one of the largest shareholders, and Google invested at least $22 million with this. So you may ask, who is TCL? TCL is headquartered in China, founded as a state-owned enterprise. Mike, you might ask yourselves, is TCL trustworthy? Multiple warnings over TCL devices and TCL TVs in government buildings. They've had multiple security scandals, such as their weather forecast app, including major portions of spyware, and multiple backdoors into networks via their devices. From here, I decided that I was going to try to do my best to catch them in the act. I went and collected parts and built a Raspberry Pi 0W in order to install Kismet, a Linux operating system, to try to capture Wi-Fi in the air. The device that I worked on actually is able to, like a camera, record all Wi-Fi signals in its vicinity. So it records anything that's transmitted over Wi-Fi in its immediate vicinity. Now, what we found with the Raspberry Pi Zeros is we found hidden SSIDs and questionable MAC addresses. So is this important? We found them not in one, but six different precincts in three different counties in Georgia, Cobb, Gwinnett, and Fulton, on the January 5th runoff. The phones were connected to the internet via the TCL flip phones. Mike, you know the first absolute proof. You know where we had the wide area networks? Well, now here's the other half of the LAN, the local area networks at the precinct levels. We found that at the precinct levels, they were connected to the internet, and TCL was one of the IP addresses that we traced back to China during the steal. In fact, Mike, TCL accessed over 150 election servers in 14 different states, including multiple Secretary of State networks, according to my data that I collected and other corroborating sources.
So what you're saying, John, this actually even shows more evidence of a state-owned company right out of China attacking us directly with through the secretaries of state, their computers, the machines, using these cell phones that were owned by China as internet devices.
Mike, what we're saying is we have verified connection to the polling pads with China by this TCL flip phone. We also have the absolute proof of interference by the fact that we have transmissions that go back to this Chinese state-owned company, TCL. We have the absolute proof of their incursion, their illegal incursion into 150 election servers in 14 different states, including multiple Secretary of State offices. China chose Biden, not the American people.
So you have China, you have the TCL company, you have the machines, your Dominions, your Smartmatics, you have these, you have cell phones that went onto the internet owned by the Chinese company TCL.
Yes, sir. What I'm saying is we have multiple sources that are recording this at the exact same time, showing matching MAC addresses and matching IP addresses for devices communicating with this TCL company in China.
Well, now we're going to welcome back two guests that were on Absolute Proof, General McInerney and Colonel Phil Waldron. And we all remember during that, the last third of Absolute Proof that had all of these IP addresses, IDs of computers, who attacked, what country it came from, and we put this out there. It was evidence that had never been seen before and proved an attack on our country, mostly by China. So I want everyone out there to know, none of the mainstream media, none of them, you know, said, refuted everything. They just went completely silent on us. They didn't say that the evidence was wrong or didn't refute it or anything. But I did hear from people going, well, have you validated these IDs and these IP addresses and stuff? So is there news on that?
Yes, our team started basically doing an independent verification of the IP addresses.
and looking at focusing on, you know, the battleground states and those areas that seem to have the biggest impact. That's the piece that our team, our White Hat hackers, have started working on, at least to confirm the IP addresses and the both the U.S. and the foreign IP addresses, for the most part, in areas where the attacks or the interventions were successful. Those have been verified.
You said that you even checked some overseas, huh?
Correct. And the point that you just made on independent multi-party validation is really, really critical. Using different tools, using different suites and software. So that's going to be really critical, that all of that information folds in together and there's multiple validations for the for the foreign interference.
Right. And that's what we're going to show in 5-6 weeks as we dump all the evidence to the public and show the world all the evidence. By the time it gets to the door of the Supreme Court and we put this case there, all 9 of them are going to say, wow. General McInerney, what happened to our country on November 3rd?
Well, we had the most massive cyber warfare attack, Mike, in history, on our electoral system. It has never been anything of that magnitude. We have precise examples and evidence for the Supreme Court and any other court in the whole world. It is very precise. And it shows the magnitude, led by the Chinese Communist Party as a foreign entity.
And these machines now allowing for this foreign interference. We went all the way back to Venezuela when the machines first came in, and it took only 2 years for them to completely take Venezuela. I think it's all getting shown to everyone that what communism and socialism is like now, with their cancel culture, taking away our free speech. And all this taking away our freedoms. What an easier way to do it, like you said, with introducing a virus, a pandemic that's going to keep everybody, take our freedoms away, and once again put fear into everybody. They have a world agenda, don't they?
Absolutely, it's a global agenda. They demonstrated what they did to the global economy, and then specifically the leader in national security in the world was the United States. And look who they put in.
Right.
And as you said, socialism is the front door to communism.
Right.
And Venezuela's seen it. They're using the same model, right, Mike. And it's your leadership that has enabled us to put absolute proof together and get Brannon House and Mary Fanning and all these people, Colonel Phil, to show the American people what has happened to them. And they've got to take their country back.
What we're going to do is we got this new social media platform, because obviously they've been taking all the influence in the country off there, suppressing their speech. But this new platform called Frank is going to, everyone's going to come on there, all the influencers, and they're going to be able to talk about Dominion and Smartmatic and communism coming into our country and talk about the vaccine.
Something that General McInerney said was very, very important, that the viewers can go look up. This is the Chinese doctrine of unrestricted warfare. And this goes back to the writings of Sun Tzu and Mao Zedong in the communist revolution. So these doctrines are there. They're there for people to look at. They can go probably to Barnes & Noble and buy Mao's On Guerrilla Warfare, which is a very good primer on what happened to the China as the communist revolution took place. This is cyber warfare. This is the Chinese doctrine of unrestricted warfare. And it goes all the way back to the writings of Sun Tzu. The acme or the pinnacle of war is to win without fighting. And they've done that. They've won their island building campaign. They won't have to fire a shot. They probably won Taiwan. They'll be unrestricted, operating through the Panama Canal Zone, down through Central and South America, the Caribbean, Africa, Afghanistan, the Ring Road project. They plan in hundreds of years in strategy. One other thing that you mentioned, the news and the FBI and all these other folks said that, well, we never saw anything. It's because they weren't looking. They didn't know where to look. Just like General McInerney said, this was an unprecedented cyber warfare attack. You have to understand that our intelligence community works on national intelligence priorities, and they work generally on band 1 and 2. in the counterterrorism, we've got, you know, targets, priority targets that we look at, and those lower levels don't get looked at.
That's so bizarre, because we talked about in this documentary, we talked about a movie, Kill Chain, that was last year, and even the Democrats in that, my own senator from Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar, talked about if these machines are used, we are vulnerable for an attack by foreign country to take our, to, you know, interfere with our election. And so with all that, I mean, they made a movie about it. How come our intelligence teams would not at least be looking for that? Isn't that strange?
Let me interject here. You're being very kind to them. There is no way that our cyber command and NSA could have ever missed the amount of cyber warfare that went on in the early hours of 4 November. There's no way they could miss it. Now, I think we have a cancer there. That part of the military and that part of the intelligence community, like the FBI missing it, DHS missing it, there is no way that they could miss it. And that's extremely important, I think, Mike, right, for why absolute proof is such a paramount, you know, of paramount importance to the nation, that this information get out to the American people.
Right. Well, and we're going to put all the information out there, and we're going to just pour it out there, and we're going to keep doing these all the way up to the Supreme Court. I want to do it where, even if you're, I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, who you are, by the time this gets to the Supreme Court, even those nine will have watched this and watched over and over again and seen all the evidence, going, wow, this is the biggest cyber attack, like the general says, in history. And then, General, I don't know what they do from there, but obviously you can never have machines ever again. I want to thank both of you again. And is there anything else either you would want to add before we go?
I'd just like to say, Mike, that this nation has never been here before. And every American, as you're pointing out, this is their Normandy battlefield. This is their Iwo Jima. This is the Mount Suribachi. We've never been here before, but we're presenting, you are presenting the evidence to show that this election was stolen with the aid of a foreign power that is bent on global domination.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Mike, the American people are waking up. I know we had a conference call earlier this week with the Secretary of State of New Hampshire. Brilliant gentleman, knows more about election history and election law than anyone that we've come in contact with since last August. The folks in Florida and Washington, in Georgia, Louisiana, their people are becoming involved, and they're finally waking up and understanding what happened, and trying to do their best to prevent it from happening again.
Oh, that's awesome. And that gives everybody out there great hope. Thanks, Colonel. Thank you, General. And God bless you both. And we'll look forward to seeing you again in the next report.
Thank you, Mike.
God bless you, Mike.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, one of the things that I think for the American people is this awakening, but paying attention to the local things that are happening in your communities. You have to do this. I mean, you cannot, you know, and the way I would say it is, like a gentleman talked to me the other day in the state of Florida at this one particular event. He says, I watched what happened, and now I'm getting off my couch, and I'm going to get involved in my community, because I can't have this happen to with my children and my grandchildren going forward in this country. If there's one thing that I sit here, and why I'm sitting here with Mike Lindell today, one, because we met and we found a common effort that we wanted to get behind, which is this fighting against this incredibly corrupt election system and process that we have with this machinery. We have to stop this. We have to get to another place, and we have to bring our communities together in a much greater way to be able to basically coordinate and to keep an eye on the kinds of things that we need to do for our election system. So get involved, get out there at the local level. Our Constitution gives us those individual rights and individual liberties. I don't care about the cancel culture. I don't care about the censorship. The American people are gonna work through this. We're gonna fight through this, and we're gonna overcome this problem, because we now know what happened in our election. And folks, more and more information is going to come out in the future. And I'm talking about in the very near future, as Mike talks about with dumping all this information out there. Pay attention to it, get smart about it, and use it in your own arguments, in your own debates, in your communities to be able to say, never again will we allow this to happen. And we should
and
not.
And you know, I've been getting emails from all over the country. People have already started that in their communities. One of the common things is they're going approaching their county election boards and stuff and going, do we have machines? They're going, yeah. And they're going, when did we get them? 2019, 2020. I mean, right. They're all going, they all just like they came in like this big invasion.
Right.
And they're going, why do we have them? We don't want them. You know, so you get down to that level because we had Dr. Frank on earlier. And you know down to the little even school board elections.
That's right.
All these things they can do anything with that. This isn't just talking about a presidential election. All the down tickets and stuff. All these down tickets right down to your own community. You know, you got a machine going. Somebody could just, you know, you have micro things down there all the way up to the macro, the presidential election, and you take everything in between. This isn't about just one election. This is about everything. It's about everything we have.
I mean, you know, when you think about it, and Mike talked about, you know, rocks and glass and bottles or whatever, broken things inside of his pillows. Somebody would go, hey, you know, this is a bad pillow. He'd open it up and look at it and go, yeah, you're right. We'll fix it.
Right. I mean,
Every mom that goes to every store picks up, you know, the milk carton or the cereal box or, you know, the thing of butter, and they look at the ingredients inside. And we don't, these companies, these machine-owning companies, they don't want to list the ingredients inside because they don't want us to know what's inside of these machines. So it's just like buying a piece of food at the supermarket. Right. For every mother out there. That, you know, what we want is, I want as an American citizen, I want to know what's inside of that thing that is going to elect the next president of the United States or the next member of the school board that's going to make policy for the education of my children. I want to know the ingredients in every single box that I'm about to use to make a massive decision about my country or about my community.
Wow,
and
that's
simple.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. I mean, and we ask ourselves across our country and across the world, why, if there's nothing to hide, why can't you see what's inside the box?
Just let us see it. Just let us see it. That's it. I mean, the Dominion, Hart, ESNS, I don't care what the name is. If we're using these electronic machines to vote for president or dog catcher, I want to make sure that when I vote, when I slip that piece of paper in, or however it is that I do it at my local office, my local precinct, I want to make sure that it counts. So back to, as I look at the audience, you know, I really hope that Senator Amy Klobuchar, Senator Dick Blumenthal, watch this show. Because if they do, what they need to reflect on is what they said during the documentary Kill Chain, which they said, the machines are bad. We have to be careful of the machines. I mean, go back and look at what you said, Klobuchar, Senator Klobuchar, and Senator Blumenthal, and others who were on that show, about the way the machines are manipulated, the way that they're used against, in their case, you know, their party, right? So now all of a sudden we had the tables turned, and it's nothing to see here, folks. Don't worry about it.
Right.
You know, these people are conspiracy theorists. They're lying to you. You know, they're sore losers. No. If this thing was a free and fair election, and as transparent as it's supposed to be, we wouldn't be sitting here today talking to the American people about this. This election was manipulated both internally and by foreign interference. The foreign interference is real. I mean, if you just believe what the intelligence community just reported, which is very hard to believe these days, but they just reported that foreign interference did occur in our election. So, let's see how it occurred, because we do not want to have to have this happen again. I don't want it happening at the state level for election of a governor or election of a county board of supervisors. And I certainly don't want it happen again at the presidential level. I mean, we just can't not allow this type of activity to occur with machines that we know they're connected to the internet when they're not supposed to be. We have IP addresses, internet protocol addresses that are electronic highways going back into these countries, and we can see the activity. We can actually see the electronic activity. And believe me, folks, if you're paying attention and you watch some of some of the data that Mike Lindell is talking about putting out there. Take a look at it. I mean, this is not made up stuff. This is real stuff, and it proves that we had foreign interference in our elections.
And now, you know, we even went one step further. We went and we checked the IP addresses and the IDs of the computers.
Right.
And guess what? They're a perfect match.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean,
right.
Identical.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's just it's amazing. But yeah, and we're going to keep making these documented. We're going to keep pouring evidence out. General Flynn, I can't thank you enough for what you've done for our country. And for, you know, you look up Patriot in the dictionary. And remember what dictionaries were out there? But there you are. There's a picture of you. You know?
Thank you, Michael.
And, we all,
this is an important.
This is the most important
it
thing
really
in our lifetimes.
Yeah.
You
if
know?
There's anything I've done in my life to, you know, in service to this country in uniform overseas, and I love our military, I love our veterans community, I would just tell you that. If I fought for anything, as I've reflected back on what happened on the 3rd of November and what I know to be true, this is probably the most important endeavor in my life. And it's really not for me. It's not for Donald J. Trump. It's really for my children and especially my grandchildren going forward, because I want this country to continue to be a country of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, a constitutional republic. It is an experiment in democracy, but that's okay, and we have to continue to protect our individual liberties and our individual rights to breathe the fresh air of liberty. We need to have a free and fair election process. And right now, the American people across the board, I don't care what party persuasion you have or you're a part of, nobody trusts our election system right now. No one.
Well, thanks for coming, General. So now the moment we've all been waiting for. When we came out with absolute proof on February 5th, up to that point, the mainstream media, they called me all day long, every day, and badmouthed me and said, you know, there's no evidence. I said, you wait till February 5th. February 5th came out, 9 a.m., we launched absolute proof, by the way, seen by 150 million people, and the mainstream media, everybody went silent. Everyone. Social media took it down. They just blocked it everywhere. No one said, nobody discredited it. But I would say, you know, you had a few people out there that said, well, Mike, you should validate that. And you know what? I said, you know, that's a real good idea. Let's validate this 100% proof of evidence of this cyber attack by China on the U.S. and these vote flips. So on February 21st, I went out and retained one of the best cybersecurity and digital forensic experts ever. And we have him blacked out for a very good reason. He's going to be one of the experts witnesses of many we have once we get this to the Supreme Court. So everybody, you're going to now hear about his amazing credentials.
So I've been, in cybersecurity and advanced threats for the better part of 15 years. IT, you know, longer than that. Been around computers a long time.
Right. So you've been working within the government and the private sector.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both, companies, personal and government.
Right. And this is what we have here on the screen. This is the certificates that we have. This is the highest standard in cybersecurity that there is, correct?
Yeah, in terms of certifications.
Right. Can you show, I want everyone to really see these qualifications that are amazing. Okay. So if we go here. So which part of these were you specialize in?
Probably the first four.
Okay.
Cyber defense, offensive operations, DFIR, which is digital forensic and incident response and cloud security.
Okay. If we go to the next page here, I want everybody to see this. This here, this is protect and defend. When you talk about government, right, this is your wheelhouse right here. Cyber defense analysis, everybody. Is this correct?
Cyber security defense, infrastructure support, incident response, vulnerability assessment and management, and essentially that kind of goes both ways in this chart. So analyze the threat analysis, exploitation analysis, all source analysis, targets, and language analysis.
Right. So what I had you look into was in directly in your wheelhouse, correct?
Correct.
So I wanted you all to see these amazing credentials. And now what I had him look at was starting with the raw data all the way to the end, basically do what he does for the government and for the private sector, being one of the best there is. So can you take us from the raw data And by the way, you're going to see something you didn't see in Absolute Proof right now. This is the computer. Why don't you explain what this is here?
I mean, really, it's just the encrypted data. So you have to take it from this form in hex and convert it into, you know, human readable.
Right. Now this is just one piece. There's a lot, right?
Yeah. This is there's millions of rows.
Millions of rows for the election.
Just for the election.
Just for the election. Everyone hear that? So this is what you start with. Now, could this be? I want everyone to be clear on this. Could this be taken from any other? Could anyone duplicate these millions of rows or whatever? That was the first thing you had to validate, right?
Because yeah, so each segment has its own unique signature, and so that's what we look for. And you know, starting there, you preserve you know, the original copy to maintain the, you know, chain of custody of that, so that it's admissible. And so I work off a copy, just like, you know, any other
right guy.
We use a write block, so, you know, nothing ever touches the, you know, the source data.
Right. So to explain that to everyone out there, this is, when you've seen this for the first time, when you've seen this, you knew you were looking at something that was real, and you've seen it before, this kind of data, but you knew there was a lot of it?
Yeah, so that, you know, when I first looked, there's more to this, you know, this picture or image, you know, there's more rows there, but essentially the position of this shot was, you know, millions and millions and millions of rows in, so I knew I was dealing with a lot of data.
Like that would be like a big computer.
A big computer.
Yeah. A mega computer.
Yeah. Okay.
So what he's saying is this what we pulled here. This little picture is there's millions of rows just from the election. Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. I want everybody to know that. So then, what did you do when you started? You know, doing your job as a cyber expert forensic. By the way, I want to ask one more thing. So what you're saying is these can't be going in and be changed, correct? They're like a imprint that.
Yeah. So there, you know, there's signatures, and you know, you can look at the actual, you know, the drive of that data. Look at the metadata. You can see when it was created, when it was, you know, changed essentially.
Right.
And so that would be, you know, the period just before the election and, you know, days after.
Right. But nobody could go back in and change any of that. It's a cyber footprint that's locked in time. Is that
correct? So it's 100% locked in time because you're capturing a packet as it is being transferred, right? So you can't go back and
change it. You can't recreate it.
There's a timestamp, there's a signature, there's, you know, a lot of different identifying you know, identifiers within that are just, you know, impossible to kind of recreate.
So in your expert opinion, 100% this could not be changed in any way, shape, or form?
No, and, you know, the data that I worked off of is a copy, so, you know, that source data will never be altered in
right.
that way. It'll be preserved in its natural
right. state. What he means by that, preserved, so when this does get to the Supreme Court, it's locked in 100%, what do you call it, the chain of custody,
yeah.
And nothing. It's, and now, with what you're about to show us, what this would be 100% evidence in that this happened on election night, this China attack and these flips.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty impressive. It's wild. You know, I've been doing this a long time, and I have not quite encountered something this
of this magnitude.
This magnitude,
right?
Not
right.
just as it relates to everybody, but just the amount of data that you need to unencrypt to, you know, process.
So with that raw data, now I'm going to show you when we've seen an absolute proof. All those lines going back and forth, each one of them was an individual attack. And now we're going to show you again. So if you didn't watch Absolute Proof, go ahead and show us what we have here. What do we have on the screen?
So right here, when you see green, that is a successful intrusion, meaning they flip votes.
Right.
Red is unsuccessful in terms of flipping votes, but it could be reconnaissance or, you know, passive recon, just looking at the different machines to see what the totals are.
So the green, to say that again, the green attacks here, as we're watching, those were actually attacks that flip votes.
Correct.
From Trump to Biden, correct?
From Trump to Biden.
And the red one, the red lines are all, they're like checking on it.
Yeah.
Okay, does everyone get that? They're checking to see what the tallies are, and then the green ones are actually, when it goes over this computer and says, hey, I'm going to flip some, because it's keeping it this certain percentage, correct?
So the red doesn't necessarily mean, it's unsuccessful in terms of flipping votes, but it serves a purpose because it identifies which votes to flip.
Right. So it comes back, gives an identifier, then it'll send a green one over that gets through, flip the votes. And it's keeping these, in your expertise, is keeping this so that the person that's set to win the election by a certain percentage.
Yeah.
That's all it's doing, is keeping that. Now, before we get any further, now, I had talked to you before we got on here. It happened in every state, correct?
Yeah.
And even Alaska and Hawaii, right?
As you can see there, that pretty much...
Yeah, look at this, okay?
The entire United States.
Okay, entire United States. But what I had him do, I said, I want you to show us just like 19 attacks just on five states. Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Georgia. Okay, and what did we find here?
So,
what you're going to see, these, each one of these is an attack, and you have a graph here that's going to show us what that means, right?
Yeah.
So when you've seen all those lines, everybody, that's each one's an individual attack, and when you take that kind of, like I call it, that gibberish that came off of the machine, that there's millions of those lines that we can't read, and they converted, each one of these is a converted attack that we're going to read across. This is what you've seen in the first absolute proof that Mary read, and each one that went across, but now you've expanded on that. What I've had him do here is validate every single thing from IP address to IDs, and he's going to explain each one as we go across what happened.
Yeah, so each line will essentially represent one of the lines in the map.
Yep.
Right? So if you go horizontally across, that's one line in the map. We have 19 here.
Yeah, there's 19 of them here. 19 attacks, and they all came from China.
Yep.
All came from China. Now, I want to show over here. We go line by line. Let's talk about the date and the timestamp. Okay. And by the way, I asked him before we started. So obviously, they're not going by third, fourth, fifth, because they're on what? You were saying something to me.
Yeah, so they... So when you're looking at this, it's UTC time, which is a universal time, and it's military would be Zulu time. And so essentially you have that UTC, you back it up to, you know, each state.
Right, I got you.
Okay. It'll be ahead, you know, 6 hours from the East Coast, you know,
right,
going back towards the West.
Right on, right. So the source, as we go through, what is the source?
Source is the source IP of the attack. So the bad guy.
The bad guy. Now this IP, now this is the, and then you have the latitude and longitude. So this is the source. So this should be in China, correct?
Correct.
And you validated every longitude, latitude, and basically the building where the attack came from, correct?
There's a couple more that are outside of China, but controlled
by China.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you tell us here, so this would be the source, the IP address that you validated, correct?
Correct.
The longitude, latitude, the building where it's at.
Correct.
And then here's the province, city, country, I think everybody gets that, China,
yeah,
where it came from.
So the source was in your original film, right? So where it says Beijing you know, Biden.com science and take, you know. So what that is the actual network is BeijingBaidu.com
science. That's right here.
Yeah.
Right.
So I grabbed what that network actual registration is. And so there's the full written network, which is BeijingBaidu.com science and technology code.
So what does this mean? It came right out of here from that building, that IP address, and
so,
I mean,
so the raw data, you know, is being converted from Chinese too.
Oh, you had to convert it from Chinese into that.
So the output for, you know, the original source data, you know, is coming in here, right?
Right.
And so I looked and grabbed, you know, that actual name in English to, you know, go side by side with what was the output to validate it.
Right. Wow. Okay. Then you get over here. What's this? What network name? What does that mean? A network registration.
So when you're going through, you know, there are ghost IPs or, you know, essentially phantom IPs that are out there,
uh-huh.
no longer in use or, you know, being used as adversarially as bot, you know, bot networks or, you know, just different things.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to validate, is it current? Is it registered? Is it in use? And
so you went above and beyond the Call of Duty here on this one.
Yeah, because, I mean, this is a lot of information, but, you know, you want to make sure it's right.
And everyone, it took a long time to get these 19, correct?
Yeah.
And so now, what is this network name? How is this different from the network? And they have the network name and the network registration, the network code. What does all those three of those mean? Yeah. We're still on the attacker, correct?
We're still on the attacker. So, you know, it's different fields in the registration.
Cyber guys know this stuff.
Yeah, it's... I mean, if you register your network, you know, that network name could be a DBA.
Okay, I got you.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, so now as we move on, now this is all the attacker, correct?
Yep.
From here, this is the attacker. And what was the commonality in everyone was China, correct?
It was.
China, every single one. These just these 19 attacks of by the way, I think you told me before we had... 2,995 counties were attacked?
Yeah, that is essentially the attack surface is what we would call it. And so...
In all 50 states. Okay. So this is just a sample we have here of 19 of the 2,995 counties that were attacked, but 19 of the flips, correct? Okay. So now this is the target here. So what does that mean? This is the IP address of the
abort. Yeah. Of the target machine, you know, where it is, latitude, longitude, you know, state, entry point would be the owner and what the network registration is here in the U.S., network code. In some cases, almost all, as we'll get into, they're registered to that county. So most of the intrusions look like they're at the county level.
Right.
Yeah.
Now I want to ask you this. So the only way any of this could happen is if the machines were online, correct?
Yeah, you wouldn't see this otherwise.
Right. So what we have here then, the target is the attacking with the IP of the actual computer.
Yeah, so...
Or the machine.
Just right there, you wouldn't have an IP if it wasn't...
If it wasn't online.
Yeah, if it wasn't connected to the internet.
Right. Then you have the longitude, latitude. That would be the actual building it happened at.
Yep.
The state, Michigan.
Yeah.
Entry point owner, Delta County. So that's just at the county level.
Mm-hmm.
The network registration. So you have the actual. Now, would these guys be guilty of anything? Or that's just the registration.
No, but, you know, when you look at that registration and the domain, it goes back to Delta County. So, you know, they might say, oh, that's Merit Network. It's actually the domain is registered as Delta County.
Okay. Well,
I gotcha. And then the network code, what would that mean?
That's essentially just the codified.
Intrusion. Now, this is if they either... Tell us what intrusion means here.
So it could have used credentials implanted in the firewall,
mm-hmm.
If there was one present, or essentially both.
Right.
the star is just carrying over from the one above it.
Oh, I get you. Okay. Now, this just means they got in and flipped votes, correct? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Now, here what we want to show. This is really important. I want to show everyone. So, Trump down 3,215. You go all the way down here. This one here, it goes all the way through these. Trump down 24,311. Now, and those there, those are time-stamped. You can't change them. Cyber flips that you have validated 100%.
Yeah. It is captured in the data, and you know you're collecting information and preserving it in its state at the time.
So what we have here, with you can see here, Trump down 3215, all the way down all these lists here. This is votes that were flipped from Trump to Biden, correct?
Correct.
And then all the, like here, 24,311 votes flipped, and that was in Michigan. Okay, remember, Michigan had that big spike and all these things too. Well, so all of these you have validated, they're like time stamped in the computer, is that correct?
Yeah, so in that file, you know, you can look at that data and see if there's been any, you know, anybody's messed with it, any sort of anything done to it, and you know, it's essentially as it was.
So you're 100% that these are, everything on here is 100% accurate, correct?
As the data was collected.
So, right.
You know, we were seeing votes go down, you know, during the election, which was weird.
Right.
You know, just for me, I pick up on stuff like that.
Right,
you know,
right, like, right.
Wait, if you're adding, you know, it's a building block, it should never go back.
Right.
So, you know, looking at this, it
makes sense to you now.
It really makes sense.
Right.
It's not just Trump going down, it's Biden going up. So
right.
Those numbers are actually double.
They're actually double. Let's go to that. Let's look what happened. So now, with just these 19 attacks, everybody, just 19 in those five states, let's see what happened. So, 518,617 votes were switched from Trump to Biden in just those 19 intrusions. Okay? And now you have here, what explain what's going on here?
So this matches up to the number above, the 518,617, and it's just broken out.
By state. Okay, by state. So now these were all flips, so they actually are double then.
They're double.
And then what does that do?
So if Trump goes down, Biden goes up. Essentially, right. Passed the ballot.
So does everyone understand that? This flip here, that you're taking 47 away and adding 47 to the other guy. So let's go to the next video here. So everyone, I can do this part. This is exciting. Okay, so out of those 19 flips that came from China over to these five states, just 19 of literally
thousands.
Okay, here's what it did. Here's Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Here's what they told us that Biden won by, each state. Now remember, with those 19 attacks you just seen, the absolute interference of our election by China. Here is the switches, and here's what Donald Trump actually won each one of those states by, just with 19 of the flips. And actually, these numbers are going to be a lot more. I just wanted to show you one little attack. So now we have absolute proof of absolute interference by China to switch our election. And we have proven it with one of the government's own cyber experts, one of the best in his field, certified, validated every single thing that we've had in absolute proof. And we showed Democrats earlier in this film that said, you know what, these machines cannot be used because a foreign country can attack us and flip our election. They said this. But now you got to see this. Just the other day, like a week or so ago, Adam Schiff and Chris Krebs said this.
Willie Geist, good to see you this morning. Can you be more specific on China? I think people understand that China broadly is a threat, and I know this is what you'll be picking through at the hearing today. But if you're an American sitting watching this show right now, what is the most immediate threat that China poses?
Well, probably what would strike people most in their living room right now is that China has one of the most capable cyber hacking and cyber espionage capabilities. So China may be in the process of stealing your private data. They may have already stolen your private data. If you're a business owner or business leader, they may have stole your corporate trade secrets. They may be hacking into government agencies to steal defense plans. This is, you know, how China's actions influence people's lives every day. It's affecting our economic competitiveness. They don't need to do the same kind of research and development we do if they can simply steal it from our innovators.
Chris, you look down the barrel of these threats in your job inside the government. How did you assess them at the time, and how different do you suspect they are right now in terms of China?
So I think the best characterization of the Chinese threat posed by Rob Joyce, who's now the National Security Agency's Cybersecurity Directorate leader. And this was at a conference a couple years ago out in San Francisco. And he said, Russia is like a hurricane. China is like climate change. So Russia is much more disruptive in the current moment. But China is much more subtle, much more patient. It's almost a rope-a-dope. They kind of lull you to sleep. You don't see it. They use their soft power very effectively. And even at the local level, they influence politics, not just here in the halls of Washington, which they do, but also in our local communities. So they're much more deliberate, and they have a longer-term strategy as opposed to the Russians, who are trying to make an impact today.
So, Chris, what does that mean when you say that China influences on a local level? So if I'm sitting in my town somewhere in America, China is putting its thumb on the scale somehow. What do you mean by that?
Absolutely. So they influence local races. If you think about some of the Confucius Institutes that have been established across our country at colleges and universities, it's an attempt to influence and say, hey, you know what? Hong Kong is part of China long term. It's not. And, it, you know, same goes for Taiwan. The Uyghur issue, not a big deal. This is us, demonstrating our own sovereignty. So they just try to shape the narrative locally to their benefit.
So we can all agree, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, doesn't matter, that China attacked our country with their cyber technology, and we are in the middle of the biggest national security threat ever. So now we've all seen more evidence in Absolute Proof times two. And in just 6 weeks since we launched Absolute Proof, look what has happened to our country. You have our First Amendment rights of free speech just attacked. Cancel culture running rampant. You have news stations afraid to tell the news because they're afraid of getting sued. People, I have friends of mine, have lost their podcasts. The free speech has just been absolutely taken away from us. Well, I'm going to tell you all now what's coming. What we're going to do, we've worked for years on a new social media called Frank. It's launching in 10 to 14 days. By the time you see this, it should already be launched, hopefully. But it's going to be launched. And what it is, it's like a YouTube and a Twitter combined. And this is going to be, it's going to be the most safe, secure place that we'll be able to take millions and millions of people of voices. And you're going to be able to speak out and talk about the election fraud. You're going to be able to say the word Dominion. You're going to be able to say the word Smartmatic. You'll be able to talk about the vaccine, or talk about the borders, or talk about what's happening to our country. And what we all need to do, what all you need to do right now, is spread the word. You know, take this documentary and get it out far and wide. Tell everyone about it and get it. You know, you've all seen Absolute Proof. Tell them they need to see Absolute Proof times two. And what we're going to do for the next 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, we're just going to dump evidence. What you've seen here tonight is just a small portion of what we have. Every day, we're going to just pour the evidence out for everyone in the world to see. Everyone, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. By the time we get to this, to the Supreme Court, which will be 4 to 6 weeks from now, when that gets there, all nine of them are going to go, they're already going to know. The case will have already been over. Going, everyone, even if you're a Democrat, Republican, this was an attack. They're all going to know this was an attack on everybody. This was an attack by the Communist Party coming into our country, foreign entities starting with China that stole our election, attacked through these machines, and everyone's already going to know that. And this, when this gets to the Supreme Court, they're going to welcome it with open arms and go, wow, 9-0, this was an attack, and then what are we going to do about it? And this is going to be, I really believe, that when we get through this, if everybody plays their part and just spreads the word, spreads the evidence, show everybody what really happened, educate everybody on what's going on. We have shown right now, people are seeing that socialism isn't just having a cup of coffee and socializing. We've all seen that now. We've seen what can happen in just 14 months to a country, to the United States. What happened from January and February of 2020 until now, we have been flipped upside down, a thing we've never felt before. Our freedoms are being taken away. But when we when this all manifests out and we get through this, I do believe that we will be, once again, it'll be the greatest uniting ever of a country, and it'll end up being the greatest revival in history. President Ronald Reagan famously said, "If we lose freedom here, there is no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth." And President Reagan was absolutely right. Please share this information with everyone you know. God bless you and God bless America.